Yes. What we do is to
find the distance from that node to itself.
So the distance is zero because the distance from the cost from A to A is zero. And infinity, we put infinity for the rest, for those that we do not know. And then what Bellman force does is to go through the link. So we have this link, and we see that the cost is 2 according to the graph. So the state here is 2, meaning that to reach from A to B, or there from 1 to 0, the cost will be 2. And that link, the cost is 3 here, but we are already at 2. So the final cost to reach F or 2 there is 5. Okay, so we update that, and what Bellman force does is to take its link in every iteration. In the algorithm, it has not parameter, meaning that the maximum number of iterations that we are going to need to run depends on the number of vertices. So here we have 6. The maximum that we're going to need to run is 5, v minus 1. Doesn't mean that we will need to run 5, because what we do is we update until from iteration to iteration we don't have a difference. So if we run the first iteration, as we will continue, and then in the second, some things are going to change. If we run the third one and nothing changes from the second state, then we don't need to run it again. What that shows is that the maximum is v minus 1. So we are at that link. We are in 0. The cost is 4. So we update here and we say it's 4. This link again, what happens is the cost to go from A to F, or from 1 to 2, is 6. But we have already found another way to go to reach F without with a smaller cost, let's say. So we don't update anything. And what this does is it simply says that we don't need to implement this link, because there is another way to reach F from A with less cost. And this link, we are on 5. So to go from A to F, we already have paid 5, and there is a cost to reach F to go from F to B, which is going to be plus 1. So here was going to be 6, but we have already a different way to reach that point with a cost of 4, so we don't implement that either. That link, again, 5 plus 1, 6. Plus 1, 7. Here it's going to be the same. We don't implement it. So this is the second iteration. And I've reached that things change from the first iteration. Now we have a way to reach every vertex in the network. But things change, so we have to run it again. So again, this link. We had 2. Still the cost is 2, so don't update that, it's 2. From 2, from E to F, that's again the only way we have, we have to test that link, so 2 plus 3, 5, it is already 5, we don't update anything. From from A to B. I think we're checking that one now. So it's 4, 0 plus 4. Nothing to change. Nothing to change. Again. So we have reached the point that this is what we have. It just says that in the third iteration, it provides the fact that we don't need these three units. We don't need to implement them because we have different ways to reach these points. We don't need this one. It's 7 and still going that way. The cost is 7 and we don't need this one because we have a different way. No, we don't need this one because we have a different way to reach it with it's cheaper. The algorithm will, in this tool, the algorithm will keep running for all the iterations. But don't need to do that. As you see, nothing changed.
first iteration.
Distance from, we're looking at the distance from A or the distance from 1. In the first iteration, we only know, we put that as 0 because the distance to itself is 0 and infinite to every other vector is because we don't know how to reach them yet. So we start the second iteration. As we take this link, distance is 2. There's no intermediate node, so update the value from infinity to 2.
Next one here, the distance is 3 from that path. We are already at 2.
So 5, if we go this way, distance here is 4. We don't have another way yet, so we update it. But here, from here to here, we already have 5 if we go that way. But from here, see the cost is minus 2. So we put on minus 2. Can update the value. Because there is no reason to reach F through E, since there is a direct link, which is much cheaper from what we have. And we fix that link. Minus 2, we are at minus 2. The cost will be minus 2. We had 4, but if we go that way, the cost will be minus 4. So we update the value. And again, minus 2 from F to C. We are at minus 2, the cost is 1, so minus 1. Update the value. There. Again, we are at minus 1, 1, cost is 0. We are at 0. So if we reach B, if we reach D through B from A, we need minus 4 going this way. And we are already at minus 4. And the cost for this link is 3. So that will give us minus 1. So we have here 0. So that way is cheaper. So we update the value. And the last link, minus 4, minus 3. We had minus 1 up there. Minus 7. Minus 4, minus 3. The iterations happen because we need to run it again because we calculated this value for a different value up here. So now that this changes, or if something changes in here, this will propagate. So we need to run it again. It gave, for this iteration, these are the links that we need to deploy for, or the optimum paths, once the links that we need to, the optimum paths to reach from 1 there, or A in our example, in the nodes, every other link. We have to run it again. Not that many things will change this time, so A to E, the cost is 2, it's already in 2, so we leave it as it is. No changes here where minus 2, we are at 2 plus 3, it was going to give us 5, but we have a way to reach it with minus 2, with cost of minus 2, so we don't change anything. Here, the cost following this path would be 4, but we already have a way to reach it with minus 4, so still we don't change anything. Minus 2, it is as it has to be. Minus 2 plus minus 2 minus 4, it is as it has to be. Here it's going to be minus 1 following this path, but we already found in the previous iteration a way to do it with a cost of minus 7, so we don't change anything. And again, this is where it changed because we
we calculated this value in previous iteration having a minus one up here through this link, but now we have found a way to do it in minus seven. So here it will change from minus one, minus six. And this link, nothing changes again. And last. So still we had a change, and this means that we have to run it in theory. We have to run it again one more time. But nothing will change this time. So we can stop. Will not go. You do have the algorithm in the in your notes and some examples in there. So what I suggest is to go the same way that we did here, having the algorithm in one hand and make your own graphs in the other hand and just play with it and see how it runs in order to understand what the algorithm is doing. And to the node itself, and then we take the links of that node. So from 1 to 0 the cost is 10, we update, and from 1 to 2 the cost is 3 and we update. And what Dijkstra does at that point is to pick the smallest the vertex, the next vertex with the smallest cost. So from these two, it's going to pick this one as compared 10 and 3. So it takes still the letters with a smaller cost, and then it starts taking the exits of this these vectors. So here the cost is 4, but we had 10, so we update. Here we are at 3, and with a cost of 8, we can reach 3 again. And from vertex 2, with a cost of 2, we can reach vertex 4. So once this vertex is finished, then it goes back to the other exit of that node, and with an update, keeping the update that we had from 10 to 4 through the other node, it takes the exits of this one. So again, there is this, which is 1, and tells us that we can reach that way, but we don't update it. And from here, the only exit is from 0 to 3 with a cost of 2. So we update that. And these two are done. So we pick the next one, which is again the smallest out of the exits, and we check if the value for these exits are smaller for the values that we have already. And that's what Dijkstra is doing. So what I mentioned, as I said, we could possibly have more examples from this and discuss, but as you said, there you have a quite good background.